Justin Fluke with you now, joined by Coach Corey Eckert, ACCHS boys head basketball coach. The Tigers have played just one game, I believe, since last we spoke last Friday. Coach, you were off earlier this week on Tuesday, so just the one game against Jackson Heights, who seemingly maybe you caught at the wrong time. They've won four in a row and been playing well, but what stood out with the home game against the Cobras there last Friday?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Jackson Heights, they shot the ball really well. They came out hot and they hit 13 threes that game. And, you know, aside from that, I thought it was one of our better effort games, rebounding games. They just made shots and we struggled to make shots, and there was a difference in the game. It's a 3-point shooting, but otherwise, you know, we were pleased with our effort, and we're hoping that effort carries over these last few games, and then hopefully some shots start falling and things will go our way.
Yeah, you only have six games left now, and I believe all six of them will be rematches in the Northeast Kansas League. But it was kind of odd having a night off this week on Tuesday, so a little, I guess, last chance to kind of catch the breath. What was some of the focus points or goals in practice this week to get ready for the stretch run?
Yeah, these last two nights, actually, we've been dealing with a lot of sickness. So actually it was a good thing that our off night was last night, because we've had half our team gone the last 2 days. So we've been just working on a lot of shooting, because that's our biggest deal is we're not putting the ball in the hoop. So, you know, with guys gone, we're just kind of going back to the basics and getting a lot of shots up, getting a lot of reps, and then preparing Friday. Hopefully everybody's back healthy and we'll be good to go.
You got Valley Falls on Friday, and then McLouth coming in to your place next week on Tuesday. So, guys still giving you max effort, commitment, all those little things you feel like to put themselves in position to get some wins down the stretch?
Yeah, I think it was. I think that Jackson Heights game still gave us some positivity with how hard guys were playing. You know, our best player was out, still nursing his hand injury. So it was good to see the effort level that we still had without him on the court. And moving forward, you know, we play Valley this Friday. It was a team that they're well coached and they got some good kids. And, you know, the first matchup we got dominated inside on the rebounding and that hurt us. And then, yeah, next Tuesday we have McLouth, and that was a team that, again, you know, first half they came out lights out and hit six threes on us. And then the second half we held them to none. So, you know, we played a pretty good half against them last time. If we can just put a full game together, we might see some success here in the next week.
You bet. Yeah, consistency, getting that four-quarter effort to help the team notch a victory. Coach, best of luck. As always, thanks for your time. We'll chat more next week.
Thanks, Justin.
Coach Corey Eckert of ACCHS, the Tiger Coaches Insight programs, are brought to you by L&L Construction here on CARE Radio.